The first reading, a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter said to the people, "The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and denied in Pilate's presence when he had decided to release him. You denied the holy and righteous one and asked that a murderer be released to you. The author of life you put to death, but God raised him from the dead. Of this we are witnesses. Now I know, brothers, that you acted out of ignorance, just as your leaders did. But God has thus brought to fulfillment when he had announced beforehand through the mouth of all the prophets that his Christ would suffer. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be wiped away." The word of the Lord.
All times I will bless him, his praise will be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. The humble man will hear of him, the afflicted will be glad and join with me to magnify the Lord. Let us exalt his name together forever. I sought the Lord, he heard me and delivered me from my fears. Let us exalt his name together forever. Oh, sing his praises, magnify the Lord. The angel of the Lord encamps round those who fear his name, to save them and deliver them from harm. The lions roar with hunger, we lack for no good thing. No wonder then we praise him with our song. Let us exalt his name together forever. I sought the Lord, he heard me and delivered me from my fears. Let us exalt his name together forever. Oh, sing his praises, magnify the Lord. Come, children, now and hear me. If you would see long life, just keep your lips from wickedness and lies. Do good and turn from evil. Seek peace instead of strife. Love righteousness and God will hear your cry. Let us exalt his name together forever. I sought the Lord, he heard me and delivered me from my fears. Let us exalt his name together forever. Oh, sing his praises, magnify the Lord. Oh, sing his praises, magnify the Lord.
The second reading, a reading from the first letter of Saint John. My children, I am writing this to you so that you may not commit sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is expiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but for those of the whole world. The way we may be sure that we know him is to keep his commandments. Those who say, I know him, but do not keep his commandments are liars, and the truth is not in them. But whoever keeps his word, the love of God is truly perfected in him. The word of the Lord.
Brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Saint Luke. The two disciples recounted what had taken place on the way and how Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and he said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified. They thought they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do these questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see that I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of fish, baked fish, and he took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses to these things." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. And how are you? Blessed. The readings today all deal with sin and repentance. Aren't you excited? But it's something that's not just to keep us focused on self, but the exact opposite, to help us to not focus on ourselves. Remember the very first thing this God of love came when he started preaching, the very first thing he said was, repent and believe in the good news. Now, let's look at repentance for a second. Repentance is from the word metanoia. It means the changing of one's life. So it means not just, you know, like too often, too many Catholics, we get focused on our sins. And that's all we do is focus. Oh, I'm just a great sinner. I'm just a great sinner. We all know we're great sinners. We get it. But God's telling us to stop living one way and start living his way. Huh? So we got to deal with sin in our life, yes, but the core sin in our life. You know, again, when people come to confession, and I always say the last question is, are you pride? Do you have pride? Or second to last question, they say, oh, I don't know. Yes, the question's yes. Pride is doing it our way. That's the core of all sin. The reason we do all those other sins is because we like to do Christianity, Catholicism, our following God our way. That means we are disciples of ourselves. We get to make up the rules we believe and we don't believe. We get to do what we want and only what we want. We're not following someone else. And so when God comes to us and says, repent and believe in the good news, that means I want you to stop thinking of yourself and come to me. The good news is God so loved the world. Huh? The second reading it talks about, whoever keeps his word or his commandment, and Jesus only gave us one, what was it? Love one another, exactly. Whoever keeps his word, the love of God is truly perfected in him. That this repentance isn't a thing to keep us focused on ourselves and our sin, but that we grow every day to become more and more like God, more and more loving. And so that's got to be happening. So we got to deal with our sin. Of course we do. But we got to deal with the core sin, because if we don't deal with the core sin, then we stay focused on it. The devil loves to get us by, bam, making us sin, and then bam, having us stay focused on ourselves. You know, I believe that a lot of people don't want to become Catholic. It's because Catholics are always focused on their sin. Oh, I'm just a terrible sinner. Oh, I got to go to confession. Oh, I got to go. Oh, I'm just so bad. And the only thing you do is focus on your sinfulness. You should be, and I should be, repenting daily. Isn't it amazing? I was baptized yesterday, 61 years ago. And yet, in all these 61 years, I've had to repent how often? Every day. Why? Because doing it my way instead of God's way. Even if I can't think of a particular sin today, there's still too much Larry in me. There's still me wanting to be selfish and focus on myself, whether it's my sinfulness, whether it be my desires, whether it be my own comfort, I want to focus on me. And God says, I want you to stop focusing on you, and I want you to focus on me. And that, what that means is that he paid for my sins so I can go on living. Isn't it amazing, the resurrected Lord today on the third Sunday of Easter, what's he do? He comes and says, peace. And how can he say peace? And the first thing he does is he shows his hands and his feet. Why? Guess what's still there? Those wounds. And it shows, look at me, have peace. I paid for your sins. Now get over yourself and proclaim to the world me, and don't proclaim to the world you and your sinfulness and how sinful you are and how bad you are. I paid for that. You now proclaim to the world me. And that's what we got to do. We got to every day repent. You know, someone on my podcast the other day, they sat there and says, Father, you're getting much nicer as you get older. You're not as hard-line as you used to be. Now, they don't live with me the way you do, so they can say that. But the reality is, I hope I'm better, because if I'm no better, if I'm still the same as I was 10 years ago, 20 years ago, last week, yesterday, then I'm not really repenting. I'm just making excuses for my sins. Oh, these are just the way I am, you know. Every day, you and I got to become more like God. And this God who of love, as we talked about last week, this God who calls us to go out to others, to be focused on him and be focused on others, this is the true repentance he's calling us all to. The forgiveness of our sins, it says. We got to rejoice in the forgiveness of our sins instead of being focused only on our sinfulness. Now, it's appropriate to be focused on your sinfulness when you go to confession, so you and I can constantly repent. But the rest of the time, we should be focused on Jesus. And we should be focusing the world on Jesus, not on ourselves and not on our sinfulness. So today, the God of the universe calls all of us to repent. Stop doing it your way. Stop being focused on your sins and start proclaiming and pushing the world to me, not you. You got it? You get it? Are you gonna live it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us